Alan walked a ways away, just kind of stood there. People passing looked at him and stayed as far away as they could. Soon there was a stronger-than-normal smell of wood smoke. The air grew hazy.
"This is them,"
Bowman said of a tight little group approaching. As the group came abreast, the haze suddenly thickened. Bowman struck at the escort of four men, flattened them, called his favorite buzzard in to dispose of their allegiance badges. The four had been escorting a man and a woman. Silent looked at the female and started signing so fast only Raven could follow him.
"Brigadier Wildbrand," he said, "we have to take her too. You don't refuse a gift from the gods."
Despite their apparel, they got into the Gartson stable without attracting attention. Wizards were handy sometimes. Raven asked the man who met them, Gartson,
"Where is she?"
"Loft."
Raven stepped around a small menhir, climbed, made signs one-handed. Neither the corporal nor Wildbrand had said a word yet. They had no real idea what their situation was, till Darling came to look them over. Wildbrand recognized her. The brigadier said,
"Oh, shit. It's true."
Bowman said,
"Tell Darling we're ready to go get the rest of them."
Silent's hands were fluttering. He ignored the old wizard. He asked Darling,
"Did you talk to the tree?"
She answered his signs.
"Yes. He is troubled. He suggests we remove Case from that camp. Something happened there involving Case that he has heard of from his creatures. We will shackle these two and leave them with Gartson."
Silent started arguing. She donned the clothing of one of Exile's guards. Sometimes she used her handicap for all it was worth, as when she did not want to argue. Silent and Raven were livid. Neither one believed the tree had mentioned Case at all. Chapter 63. Smeds kicked his coppersworth into the discussion.
"I ain't hungry and I ain't sick, and that's worth something, even if I gotta be sore and tired all the time."
It had been a hard day. Somebody said,
"Yeah. Bet it's hell out there now."
Another said,
"What I'm wondering, suppose we whip the limper, then back to the same old horseshit till they find their silver what's-it."
The group grew quiet. That was the first anyone had mentioned the future. Nobody wanted to think about that. Smedge glanced at Green. Crowded as the tent was, there was a clear space around Green. Nobody understood what had happened this afternoon, but they did know there was going to be some shit come down about it. Nobody wanted to be too close to Green when it hit. Somebody said,
"The limper comes and the shit gets to flying. They're going to be too damned busy to watch me. I see the chance. I'm gone. Even if I have to stick Caddy or somebody."
The sergeant ripped open the entry flap.
"Fall out and fall in!"